sidewalk. No tricycles loaded down with goods. No flatbed carts puttering behind two-stroke engines. No cabs darting like fish for a fare. Nobody was turning without signaling. Nobody was stepping off a curb without looking. I had never seen such a peaceful street in Beijing, and in the years that followed, I sometimes wished I had had time to savor it. But after I had gone about 50 yards, the examiner spoke again. "Pull over," he said. "You can turn off the car." The examiner filled out forms, his pen moving efficiently. He had barely burned through a quarter of a red pagoda mountain. One of the last things he said to me was, "You're a very good driver." The license was registered under my Chinese name, Ho Wei. It was valid for 6 years, and to protect against counterfeiters, the document featured a hologram of a man standing atop an ancient horse-drawn carriage. The figure was dressed in flowing robes, like portraits of the Taoist philosopher Lao Tzu, with an upraised arm pointing into the distance. Later that year, I set out to drive across China. When I began planning my trip, a Beijing driver recommended the Chinese Automobile Driver's Book of Maps. A company called Sino Maps published the book, which divided the nation into 158 separate diagrams.